In a former lifetime as a member of London's Bang Art Collective, John Russell ran what he called a faxback service for art galleries. When he'd receive a press release, he'd helpfully annotate its spelling and grammar and ideology, and even offer critiques of the gallery logo, then return the document to sender. In Eton, his latest show in Dublin, Russell turns his attention to some of the images and icons of contemporary Britain, looking at the construction of an ideology via Boris Johnson, the Queen, and fox hunting. I spoke to John Russell down the line from his British base, and we began by talking about another press release project in which he wrote to journalists proclaiming his love for them.
I was interested in the power of certain phrases. One of them being "I love you." It was used as a way of transferring internet viruses, because when people see that in the subject line, they find it so intriguing that they open the email. So it's a kind of unwarranted intimate phrase, and creates a kind of strange relationship between the person reading it and the person sending the letter. Obviously, these were kind of false, pretend love letters, which meant that it was sort of slightly fraudulent. We were interested in how, even given that that a letter is fraudulent, how that might operate. Once they started reading it, the love letter developed into a slightly peculiar story about wanting to meet them in a strange lake and to be naked and so on. And so it sort of moved from being something that might be quite sweet to something that was not exactly obscene, it wasn't obscene in any way, but it was peculiar. The word Eton, in fact, what interests me is the type of imagery of which I guess Boris Johnson, who also features on the invitation, is a reasonably good example. Type of imagery like Boris Johnson, the Queen, fox hunting, public school, these type of images which circulate as supposedly as examples or even cliches of Britishness or Englishness, and which are seen often to be harmless or benign, caricatures or cartoons even, lovable even. Boris Johnson certainly tries that performance, a sort of lovable, eccentric caricature, almost like a sort of cast of characters from some Carry On film. These images are seemingly innocent, but I think on another level, operate on the level of ideology.
What's the name of this road, Slowbottom?
Avery Avenue.
Then we must explore Avery Avenue.
A young lady has disappeared, and we're anxious to trace her whereabouts.
Whereabouts?
Hereabouts.
At 10 o'clock.
Or thereabouts.
In this vicinity.
Or roundabouts.
We're police officers.
Or layabout.
I just wondered, sir, if you had happened to see or hear anything suspicious in the vicinity this evening?
Oh, no, I haven't heard or seen anything for weeks. I've been away, you see.
Are you prepared to make a statement today, Fix?
I just did, didn't I?
Well, I'd like my assistant to get it down.
I'm not suggesting that the show is sort of literally decoding or deconstructing these ideas, but what interests me is the way in which these type of images operates through having no meaning. They operate ideologically. Zizek has written about this, and he's written about the way in which ideology operates precisely because the images and affects of ideology are meaningless. So when you are trying to connect yourself or engage with, say, for instance, the idea of being British or English, It's very difficult to say what being British or English would mean, in inverted commas, in some precise way. In a sense, it's meaningless. You're engaging with this idea more on an emotional level. or an aesthetic level. And the power of ideology is the idea that you don't understand what it is you are associating yourself with. This idea that you are the image or idea you are giving allegiance to is in somehow beyond your understanding, gives it an even greater power. And I guess a way of describing that is like with reference to the idea of believing in God, which is also an ideological act. When you believe in God, there is no rational way of explaining what God means. Your faith involves the idea that God is beyond your understanding. And so it's the very meaninglessness of these images, whether it's God or nationalism or Boris Johnson, whatever, that suggest a power or an idea beyond your understanding. And therefore, the meaninglessness of the image you are associating with gives it this extra power by suggesting a meaning beyond your understanding. And that's, I think, in the way in which ideology makes this powerful emotional and aesthetic call on us, on people. And I don't think it's either that it's easy to avoid this effect, because understanding or decoding these imagery does not diminish its power.
I was talking there to John Russell, and that exhibition, Eton, opens on Friday at Black Church Print Studio, Dublin. And on that occasion, the artist will be giving a performance lecture starting at 6 p.m.